Well, hey, folks, as always, we finish out the show with our inbox, and we have Dr. Greg Smalley here to answer today's question. Howdy, Greg.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy September.
Hey, thank you. Nice fall.
Do you have any apple farm plans? You know, I mean, that's kind of the
Already picked our, you know, orchard that we have here.
You've
in
already
Colorado
baked
Springs.
Your pies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
Good.
Definitely. Yeah. We have 1,200 jars of applesauce. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in your free time, we appreciate you answering questions for us
brought
here on
you
the
some
show.
Applesauce. So.
I would appreciate that. Thank you very much. And some cider. Well, you have to help one of our listeners here because this listener is struggling just with some disappointment and bitterness. Let me go ahead and paint the picture for you. This person says, as a single, never been married person with a disability who hasn't dated, much less had a relationship, I get very frustrated, even a bit ticked off, when I hear a married person pontificate, telling me that God will not withhold anything good from someone whose walk is blameless. The message I get is, I'm at fault, or God doesn't care about me unless I'm perfect. It is very difficult for me to hold back my disappointment and my anger at these situations, even though I know God loves me. How can I change my perspective?
Yeah, so now I get to be a married person pontificating.
Yeah. You do. So basically, I'm just warning you, please watch your words. Yeah.
Well, that's Psalms 84:11, by the way, that's where it talks about that. Here would be my encouragement. Use the frustration, the disappointment, and your anger to get real clear on what's the bigger, deeper issue for you. You know, I'm as I listen to this, I hear not good enough, defective, worthless, don't measure up. And I tell you what, Satan is the father of lies, and he is always going to try to distort God's truth. So it's Satan wants to take a verse like this, Psalms 84:11, and distort that and turn you, you know, bitter, make you feel discouraged. And so when I'm reacting to something, I think it's a good habit to get into is to step back and go, okay, why is this bothering me so much? Mm-hmm. And really spend some time praying that through and just saying, God, what's going on for me? Because ultimately I want to pursue God's truth, because Satan can use this to write sort of this lie on his heart that he is defective or never going to measure up. And man, that paralyzes us. Mm-hmm. And so versus God's truth, I don't want to listen to man. I don't want to listen to Satan. I want to listen to what God says. So I would begin to say, God, in Psalms 84:11, what are you really trying to say to me? I would use the motivation, the feelings that you have to really then do a deeper study. I mean, take an opportunity to really go through some great commentaries on that verse. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you read it, you're going to see that God has never promised riches. He's never promised health. He's never promised a spouse. Mm-hmm. And so this is not because you're walk is somehow defective or less than. It's the fact that God's never promising that anyway. It's actually what he's saying. He sees that if God is withholding health or wealth or relationship, it's because they're not good for us at that particular time. Mm-hmm. I remember when my own daughter, Taylor, who's now 22, just really struggled with, what, God, why haven't you brought relationship into my life? And she would come and ask me, you know, Dad, what is this about? And I was dumbfounded. Mm-hmm. I really honestly had no idea. Mm-hmm. I saw her as beautiful. I saw her as funny and I'm like, what guy wouldn't want to date you? And it never truly made sense. Mm-hmm. And the place that I had to, as her father, is to really, that brought me some peace, is that this just wasn't the right season. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know what God's up to. But I can say that use this as an opportunity to say, God, if perhaps that there's not a relationship in my life, you're not withholding that. Maybe you're withholding that because it's not the right season. Then what do I need to continue to work on? How do I need to continue to grow and mature? You know, God never expects perfectionism. Mm-hmm. You know, God never says that. And so, you know, he wants us to become more like his son, pure and simple. I mean, we're to become more like Christ. And so I don't know why a relationship hasn't been there as an opportunity, but I would continue to pursue Christ, grow, keep praying for this, keep trusting in your perfect heavenly Father. And so for whatever he's trying to teach you in the season, man, really be open, but But yeah, don't listen to your married friends and hear this is that there's mm-hmm. something thus wrong with your walk, because that would be a lie.
Yeah, great point. And just as a single person pontificating, I thought I would just add to
you're gonna undo everything I just said.
Yeah, no. The thought that came to mind to me was just to level the playing field. There are people with disabilities who are dating and who are married, and there are married people who also feel that God is withholding good things from
that's
them,
right.
and who feel it's not about a relationship status. You know, there all of us have to trust God with something. We're all in a spot where we feel less than, or we feel like God has withheld. And so, be encouraged that this isn't a defining thing for you, but really, as Greg said, take hold of God's word and see what he has for you in this season and even through that scripture. So thanks, Greg. All right, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do write to us, editor@boundless.org, and we will answer your question in the future. And make sure you do go over to iTunes as well and leave a review on The Boundless Show, because that will let other folks who are maybe new to the show or completely unaware of it learn what you've been learning here. So while you're doing that, we will plan to see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.